Hi, everyone. We had some technical difficulties, but we're here.
Yay.
Dal, I'm so happy that that everything worked out, Vanessa, because I told Dal, I'm like, Dal, get ready to hop on and do this with me. And she like is not a big person on video or live or anything. She's like, thank goodness.
Don't we just love technology, I tell you.
Yes. Well, Vanessa, welcome to Women That Shred. Happy Wednesday, everyone. We are going to get right into it since we've already kind of lost 5 minutes. And I want to make sure that you are able to talk about our topic, social capital.
Yes.
It's interesting because I actually Googled social capital because I was just curious, like, truly what that meant. But I was like, I'll let Vanessa explain what that means and why it's so important to you, because I know you're currently writing a book about it.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. So Vanessa, welcome.
Well, thank you, Raquel. Thank you. Everyone, thank you so much. It's quite an honor to be here with Women That Shred, especially with this rock star here, Raquel, who I actually met years ago through our association with NAMBA, the National Association of Minorities Mortgage Bankers of America. So that is right in line with this social capital. So what exactly is social capital? For all intents and purposes, the easiest way to do it is a return on investment on social relationships. Hmm. And we are, you know, we're humans. We are all social creatures by habit. And what's funny is like, there was a big study and most people find success and happiness by having social relationships. So it's really a targeted approach on how you're going to have a better relationship with a return on investment, right? Because we want to invest that, we want to put our time and energy with those relationships that are going to be fruitful for us, whether it's for personal development, for business, for your career. Yeah, it's just fantastic.
Well, and you know, we're in an industry where ROI is I'm echoing in the background for some reason. I don't know if you have like another computer on or anything. Yeah, everyone's like, oh, what's the ROI? What's the ROI? And I know for someone like myself with social media and marketing, I get asked that a lot. And I always go back to, okay, it's the relationships that I'm building on the back end. It's that social capital. That is where the ROI comes in. So it makes perfect sense. Like when you actually explain it, where at the end of the day, it is that connection that those people that you surround yourself with and what they can do for you and what you can do for them, a reciprocal relationship.
Absolutely. So I'm like a data nerd and we're talking about like Women That Shred. So I'm going to share with you some interesting one study that really like piqued my interest. And then I'll get really into some really great practices on three things that we should be doing as women to capitalize on social capital.
Perfect.
So there was a really awesome study he's written several books, by Sean Aker in 2018. And he did a study on women attending conferences. And it was 26 women all across different industries that were going to conferences. Like, is there value by going to conferences? So what was interesting is the stats that came out of it, because, you know, we're all about that ROI, just like what Raquel said. And most companies want to know about it. Like, is this good use of our time? And 100% it is. So 18% of those women that went and, you know, applied but didn't go for whatever reason, they still were received a promotion. You're like, what? In 1 year, 1 year after the time they signed up, most of them received a promotion. 18, that's still pretty good, 1 in 5. Yeah. I was like, what? What was crazy is 42% of the women that went did get a promotion. So it shows that you're going out there, you're growing your network, you're learning new opportunities, learning things. So that's pretty powerful. That's almost like 1 in 2. So if you're going to conferences, you want to be intentional about why you're going there. But yeah, be intentional. And so you're like 42% got a promotion. Yes, because the more likelihood that you're willing to take that risk and going out there and learning, that says a lot about you. So that, I found that really super interesting. And then 78% of the attendees that went, they really felt more optimistic about their future. That's huge.
That is huge.
We want to be associated with people that are super positive, like Raquel. So funny story. We were both this last weekend On the weekend, we were there Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It's a four-day conference for NAREP, the National Association of Real Estate Brokers. They're the oldest trade organization for Black Americans in real estate. So it's a wonderful organization. I've been involved too long, like 20 plus years in most of these organizations. Raquel has also been associated, but she went on her own dime.
Yeah.
What happened? I've known her for so many years. And I'm like, girl, what are you doing? So we started talking. And guess what? Now I got this awesome opportunity to be here. But it wouldn't have happened if we weren't intentional. We did not know each other, but we were there. We're like, it's a tribe, right? So once you start going to these conferences, you get to really meet spectacular individuals that want to learn, that want to go be better and do better. And Raquel just happens to be one of those rock stars that I'm talking about. But you want to be intentional. So that was pretty interesting.
Yeah.
And especially right now in our industry. So Raquel and I are both in the lending industry. Oh my God, the sky is falling. The rates are at an all-time high. The market is limited inventory. But guess what? People are still buying homes. They're still selling homes. They're still refinancing. They're still doing lines of credit. And more importantly, purchases, regardless of the environment. Yes, we had historic all-time interest rates, but still, people are still going to be doing it. I got in the business when rates were a lot higher than they are now.
Yeah.
And still, you want to be positive, and that happens when you're going to these conferences. And then 71% of the attendees felt more connected with each other. And that's 100% true, because I'm more connected to Raquel. I'm like, oh, girl, you're now living in San Diego. What's going on? You know, so it's just really important that you share your journey and that you're really authentic doing it. So the best advice is just never, never stop learning.
Yeah.
For those that say, well, Vanessa, I don't have a budget to go to conferences. You could grow your own social capital in your networks.
Right.
So for those that have large employers, you could definitely become a part of the ERG, an employee resource group, and that will help you grow within your own company. And that's another great way to do that. Or volunteering. Volunteer your time to those organizations that really speak to your heart, and then you can grow your own network that way, doing something that you love to give back to. Also, there's nonprofits that you can partner up with, trade organizations, whatever your industry you're in, because everyone has that, you know, that core traits that follow your industry. So whether you're in science, you're in technology, you're in finance, there's all these other vehicles that you can attend local events. So those are things that you want to do and continue to build your tribe.
Yeah. I love the volunteer aspect. That's what I did with NAREP. So when NAREP had their first, or when I had just been introduced to NAREP and they had their policy conference in DC, I didn't know anything about the organization. I was just kind of like thrown in there. They're like, you're Hispanic, you're Latina, like and you're in the industry, like be a part of it. I'm like, what is this? So I went ahead and reached out. And oddly enough, at the time, Jason Rivero was the head of marketing and head of volunteers. And so I got to know Jason right away. I got to know everybody. And it was like a great way to just like get right in there and get to know the organization. And, you know, now here years later, we're both involved with NAREP still. And now Jason's the COO, executive director of NAREP. And so he and I have already cultivated that relationship, because it started with me just by volunteering at a conference. So it's like, it's sometimes it's also the long haul. Like I think a lot of people want an ROI, or they want some kind of result right away. And a lot of times it's just the cultivation of the relationships. And then at some point, like the fruits of your labor, you know, come to fruition. But I think that that's also key too, to let people know that it does take time. You don't just meet someone and automatically become best friends. Some you do. There are like some people that you're like, oh my gosh, you're my kindred spirit. You're my soul sister or soul brother. But no, usually it takes time. That trust factor, all of those things.
It takes time.
Yeah. Yeah.
What you want to do.
Go ahead.
So what you want to do is, number one, build authentic relationships in social capital. You know, be yourself, like be authentically you. You don't try to be somebody that you're not, because people can read you right away. So you just be you, no matter at home, at work, you want to be authentic. And then get to know your teams, those that you really want to generate a relationship with. Get to know them authentically, not what's in it for you. Because the more you give and say, Raquel, how can I help you? You know, what is it that you meet that your goals are, your personal goals and then your professional goals? Because no matter what, people are more likely to help you than not. And then again, to your point, it takes time to build these relationships and to cultivate. So you have to do time blocking. A great example, we just got back from NAREP. Mm-hmm. So Monday, it was crazy, all these emails. But then yesterday, Tuesday, I time blocked 2 hours of my time to respond and send out emails of those amazing realtors that I met, lenders, competitors, friends, you know, new business partners that I'm like, wow, I love what they're doing. So you want to time block also and be strategic of saying, I've met these incredible people at this conference or at this event. You have to invest and send them an email or a touch point and then saying, okay, this is my availability. Let me get to know you again. So you want to be intentional, and it does take time to develop. But really, it's coming from a great place, like, oh my God, Raquel, what else are you doing beyond Women That Shred and you're at New American Funding? You know, what else is going on in your life? Because people definitely want to relate with other people that are very similar in mind and philosophy. So yeah, building those authentic is my number one. It's really important.
Absolutely. And you know, I know that there are different schools of thought when it comes to being yourself at work, outside of work, bringing, you know, that outside personality into your workplace. And I'm the firm believer of if you can be 100% you all day long, like, which I know I can, and I'm very blessed that I work at a company and I have that culture where when I walk in through that door, I'm the same person. Like, I don't walk through and suddenly, you know, like I changed, you know, who I was. And there's something really refreshing about that, about being able to be yourself at all times. And then you're right, when you're yourself, I tell people, then you're going to attract those like-minded people, because, you know, if you're trying to be someone that you're not and you attract the people that are that person, guess what? Like at the end of the day, it's really not going to work for you. It's going to be exhausting to have to pretend to be someone you're not.
Yeah. And look at how amazing, I mean, okay. So the working from home, right? This Zoom, this new reality that we're all doing, people got real. People were in sweatpants, pajamas, you know, and we just were authentically ourselves. And you're like, oh my God, my home is my sanctuary. Let me be comfortable in my space. And we're all working from home. The majority of us were. And that was a time where the kids would be in the background. Me personally, I have my cat always in the background, you know, like meowing, like mommy, you know, hold me. But it's part of life. And you're like, okay, life happens. It's not perfect. People will come in, you know, or mom, get me this. So yes. And that's what makes it really authentic. Like you just go roll with the punches. You're like, ah, that's just working from home.
That's one thing that I think is a huge positive coming from COVID, to be honest, the fact that we were able to kind of take that guard down. You know, I equate it with the Wizard of Oz, where the curtain is lifted from the Oz and suddenly you realize like who really is the Oz. You know, it's not this grandiose person. It's just this run-of-the-mill guy just trying to do what he can. And I feel like that happened to a lot of us during COVID. And like I said, it's kind of nice knowing that I can be doing the show from home. Usually I do it in the office in our studio. But the fact that I stayed home because of the weather. And so I was like, well, then I'm going to stay in my sweatpants. And I'm okay, like sharing that with all of you and not having the professional background. Like, it's okay. People realize like not everything is done, you know, like to the nines.
Everything is perfect. You just have to roll with it.
Yes.
And that's another important part is the networking. You know, a lot, 80% of women said by networking, it helped them grow their career and, you know, help them get promotion. So I do believe that networking is really critical, and make that time. So I actually got my dissertation and I did my study on how the role of social capital will help a woman advance her career in finance, because that's what I do. And it's true. So a lot of women don't have that flexibility. They're like, oh my God, I have to pick up the kids from school, or I have to do dinner. We have household obligations or extra obligations. So you still definitely want to network. And now the great thing with the pandemic, we have virtual networking events. conference, you know, that you can't enjoy going conference virtually or meetings virtually. And then sometimes there's some stuff at lunchtime or earlier during the day. So definitely be intentional with your networking opportunities and make them work with your schedule. And then if it's really part of your work anyways, ask your manager for them to let you out early to go attend these events or conferences, because there is business tied to it. So if you have that business case and say, listen, I need to go, this is my expertise, this is what I do, then get it covered by your company if possible, because it will help definitely grow that network. And especially one of my favorite ladies and mentors that I know you know as well is from MBA, and she started Empower. And this was really a strategic with Marsha Davis. She's the COO of MBA, the Mortgage Bankers of America. And what she did is she took advantage of all the conferences that they do. I think they have like eight. I don't even know how many conferences they have. A lot. So she got really intentional from her previous boss, who's another dynamite person. And she really wanted to focus on the women opportunity. And let me tell you, it was the best thing possible. So whenever I now go to an MBA conference, I definitely want to be part of Empower, because that social capital, that tribe of women leaders is exceptional. I listen to amazing speakers all the time that I never stop learning from. So it's really important that you align yourself with people that you want to know and also learn from, because that can help you definitely for personal and also more importantly, your career.
Yeah. And someone like Marsha, you know, I think a lot of people too might get intimidated by someone's role and just their position. And a lot of times you'd be surprised that those are sometimes the most generous people with their time and just their knowledge. And just like you said, she's a mentor of yours. I was a huge fan of hers. And then now I can call her a friend. Like, she is one of those people. She's actually going to be on the show. We're trying to figure out a date for her, but she definitely already said that she'd be on the show. And she is someone that is so incredibly supportive. And I am so just like honored to be able to know her. And so I think a lot of people, someone like Marsha would be like, oh gosh, there's no way. I'm like, oh no, if I can be friends with her, you can be friends with her. You know, like, so don't let yourself get too intimidated by some of these people in the industry either. Like, you'd be surprised at how just wonderful they are and how they want to help and they want to uplift other, you know, women and other, you know, colleagues in the industry. Like, I think that's something too, where I'm just like, just be gutsy and just reach out. You never know. The worst thing that they can happen is they don't respond or they say no, but usually they do respond and usually they're like wonderful.
You'd be surprised. You're like, oh my gosh. Yeah. And they're just as normal as you and I, you know, just as wonderful and approachable because they're authentic. You know, they didn't get there. Yes, they're hardworking, the most driven women that I know, but they got there by being authentically themselves and vulnerable and saying, I'm raising my hand. I got this, you know? So that's another part of being in that social capital. So you have to build those authentic relationships is number one. Number two, definitely go out there and network. And then three, either be a mentee or a mentor. Mm-hmm. And that's really important to build those relationships, because you want to build that trust in a mentoring session. So whether you're going to be a mentor or a mentee, you want to be open to getting those mentors and sponsors that are going to help grow and develop your career with you and then behind closed doors. So if I'm not in the room, who's going to be my cheerleader? Who's going to say, oh my God, Vanessa is awesome. You know, Raquel is just amazing. We need her to be part of that team. So those are the type of people that you need in your life to not only be a mentor, but also a sponsor when you're not there, when you're not in the room, that can vouch for you and say, you know what, we need to give her a chance.
Yeah.
You know, because I just right now I read the Pew report on the income levels of women. I was still upset. I'm like, it's still not at parity 1-for-1. I was like, ugh. And Latina women were at the bottom of the pay. And I was like, that is unacceptable.
Yeah.
So when you're mentoring, you definitely want to build that trust. You want to establish goals. Like, what are your goals, Raquel? What are your goals? So how can I help you get there? And then, you know, definitely do the timelines and make sure that it's like you're goal oriented, that you're going to help that person get to that finish line, and definitely celebrate successes. So as you guys are working as a team and you're building that path, but it's not overnight. Everybody's like, I want that promotion today. Yeah. No, it's not always going to happen. It's not what you want. It's when that opportunity arises, and have you earned the right to be there? Have you done the work? Yeah. Because it's not instant and overnight. It takes time. It takes time to build your networks. It takes time to build your mentoring and also your authentic relationships. But when the stars align, they do, and just go for it.
Yeah. And then that's when you realize, oh, okay, all that time and energy and effort, it was worth it. Like, it always is worth it in the end. It's just while you're going through it, a lot of times you're like, why am I doing this? But like, for a perfect example, there's a TMC conference that's coming in San Diego on Monday. And I won't be attending the actual conference because New American Funding's too large of a mortgage company, because it's for the, you know, smaller companies.
Correct.
But guess what? I know a ton of people in that organization. So already I've gotten invited to a couple of the networking events. Well, I'm definitely going to go, because once again, I know how important it is to build those relationships, to maintain those relationships and nurture those relationships. So
absolutely,
knowing that I have people flying in town for it, I'm going to go, and I'm going to be very intentional about, you know, reconnecting with a lot of people. You know, a lot, you know, people can think, oh, she's a partier and she's just so social. No, there's intention behind it.
Yes, there is business behind it. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Mortgage Collaborative, they start Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. And again, I will see you there, my dear,
so
because
down here for it too. Great. So we'll get to see each other again. But yeah, but this is what happens, is that and then the more we see each other, the more that we get to know each other, the more that we realize, like, okay, what are your goals? What are your passions? How can I help you? How can we align? Yes. How can we collaborate? And then that's just like, it just happens slowly. Cause like you said, we've known each other for years.
Yeah. Organically.
You know? Yeah. So I think the way that you explained it is perfect. So I love that you're actually writing a book about it, because I think a lot of times when people hear networking, or they hear go to conferences, they're not really getting the full kind of spectrum of like why you're doing that. And then you just gave us some data and you know, to back it up. Yeah. So it's perfect.
I mean, when I was in school, so I got laid off and I was like, oh my God, what am I going to do? So I love learning. And I went back to school and I did executive leadership. I have a doctorate in executive leadership. But what really piqued my interest, because God knows you learn everything that there is on leadership, different writers, articles, but I kept going back to social capital because I'm living proof of that. I'm like, oh my God, this really, you know, I connected with that concept and I wanted to know everything about it and the studies. And I'm like, okay, yes, this is my jam. This is my expertise, because I'm living proof every time that I've engaged and built those wonderful relationships and gone out there. My career kept blossoming and growing. And as a matter of fact, I'm now at a new company. And if it wasn't for one of my girlfriends who told me about this position at a networking event, I wouldn't have been here.
Oh,
because
wow.
It's that authenticity. And I'm like, why don't you apply? She's like, Vanessa, I'm not going anywhere. I'm retiring from the company I'm at. Mm. And how amazing is that, that this executive woman who's amazing gave me that opportunity and say, I believe in you, apply. Here's the recruiter's information. And it's not everyone that will do that for you, but when you also give from the heart and you're authentic, you know, just things happen. And so when I applied, I was like, oh my God, I could do this. But again, it's building those authentic relationships, showing up and bringing value. And then if you're there, how can you help facilitate and make that event more successful? Yeah. For example, how can I help promote this? Okay, give me the link. I'll promote it within my own social networks. But it's always from a generous heart that you're giving back. You're generous. You're not in it for number one. Yes, you're going to be strategic, but also you want to help the other person in whatever they want to do. For the women that should, okay, give me the link. Let me help promote Raquel, you know? Yeah. And it's always, how can I help and uplift somebody else too?
Yeah. No, and that's what this show is all about, essentially, is being able to uplift and promote other women in the industry, because I do feel there are so many women in this industry that unfortunately just haven't had a voice. They just aren't in that position. And so this is kind of like, okay, well, I have the platform, so let's hear what you have to say. And in turn, I have found that, you know, I've just, my network has expanded even more because of this show as well. And I'm just so grateful, period. Like, yeah,
I got it.
Very blessed. Yeah. And so with your book, is there like a timeline here? Is it going to be?
It's going to come out next year. I'm working with my editor and then now shopping publishers.
Okay.
So we'll see what happens, and I'll have everyone more information to come.
Okay, perfect. Cause when that time comes, we'll have to have you back on so you can promote the book as well. But we are after the 10:30 mark. So I'm going to go ahead and have you just give some closing remarks. Like, I know that you summarized essentially like the top, you know, things that you recommend when it comes to social capital, but is there anything else that you kind of want to touch upon?
So ladies, invest in yourself with authentic relationships, build up your network, and also never stop learning. We want to have that return on investment with your social relationships out there. And God knows we're all social creatures. So go out there, have fun, and be intentional about it. So thank you. Thank you, Raquel. Thank you for the opportunity. I will see you in San Diego.
Absolutely. Yeah. Just text me where you're at and I'll come say hi. If anybody else is going to be in San Diego.
Like, yeah, please see us. We're going to
the best place for conferences. So I'm loving that I'm here and it's in my, like, all these conferences are in my backyard. So yeah, like anytime anyone's going to be in San Diego, hit me up. And I do make the time and energy if I can to meet people. Like, I'm that person.
Awesome. So everyone, the Mortgage Collaborative, Sunday through Tuesday of next week. Thank you.
Thank you everyone for joining. We have a lot of people that come on the replay because of the time, but thanks again, Vanessa, and we'll see all of you.